نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها إلى آخر الآية وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر إن الله لطيف بعباده يرزق من يشاء وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله يرزقكم كما يرزق الطير فغدوا خماسا وتروح بطانا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه أحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الرزق ليطلبه كما يطلب أجله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه ابن حبان في صحيحه وبيهقي في شعب الإيمان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ایک ہی کام سب کو کرنا ہے ایک ہی کام سب کو کرنا ہے بس جینا ہے اور مرنا ہے رہ گئی بحث رنج و راحت کی رہ گئی بحث رنج و راحت کی یہ فقط وقت کا گزرنا ہے This was the poetry said by Akbar Ilhabadi. So when I was in the majlis of my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said that when somebody read this poetry, he said that the poet does not exclusively mention the aim, the reason, and the purpose of life. Yani isme maqsad-e zindagi to bayan nahi kiye. So my ustad, he attached to it some more lines of poetry. He said, Reh gaya izzo jah ka jagra, reh gaya izzo jah ka jagra, ye takhayul ka pet bharna hai. In a person, he says, I must have name, fame, I must be popular, I must be a minister, I must be a shareholder. These are just thoughts of the stomach. When a person will taste the taste of death, everything will be wiped out. Reh gaya izzo jah ka jagra, ye takhayul ka pet bharna hai. Kabile zikr hi nahi khuldonosh. Kabile zikr hi nahi khuldonosh, ye bahimi ke khu se ladna hai. You know, when we eat luxury food, tasty food, we talk about it. There is nothing to talk about it. Because it is a quality of an animal. An elephant eats so much. Ye bahimi ke khu se ladna hai. It is not the maqsad e zindagi, the reason of life. Then he said, maqsad e zindagi hai ta'at e haq, maqsad e zindagi hai ta'at e haq, na ke in jagron mein padna hai. My respected elders, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I want to speak few words about sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and He attached some basic necessities. Whether we are Muslim or they are non-Muslim, white, black, brown, yellow, any human, Allah created him and He attached with five basic necessities. And each of us, every man on the earth needs to fulfill these basic five necessities. The first is, we all need food to survive. Without food we cannot survive. Number two, we need a house to live inside and to keep our family. Without shelter, it will be impossible to survive. So these basic necessities are equal. Because remember, all the creation is Allah's creation. Number three, we need clothes to cover our body. In the winter, we need woolen clothes. In the summer, we need clothes in which we can bear the heat. So everyone needs clothes to cover themselves. Number four, each of us need the means of transportation. In the olden days, they used to وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ. They used to travel on the animals. But now time has changed. We got cars, and then we got aeroplanes, we got ships. So means of transport is very important in our life. Otherwise, we cannot travel. The goods cannot be moved from one place to another place. Now see, in this country there is nothing apart from potatoes or few tomatoes or sunflower. All the things we see in the market are being transported by cargo, either in the ship, either in the planes. Otherwise, whoever is in this country or in the whole Europe cannot survive. There is no wheat in this country, there is no rice in this country, there is no oil in this country. Everything is being imported. So this is a basic necessity of a human. And the fifth thing, each of us need a partner, a wife. And that is very important. And it is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through that you can achieve affection, love. And the car, the cycle of your house can move nicely. So these are the five basic necessities. But today I am going to touch on the basic necessity, which is called food, sustenance, risk. The first ayah I read, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. If the people of the township, if they have iman, so iman is very important. And then after iman, they should have piety, taqwa. They should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, لَفَتَحْنَا, then we would have opened أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the doors of the heavens and the doors of the earth. Allah did not say the window. Allah said the door. Because large things can enter from the door. Large things, large quantity can come from the door. In a window, you cannot put a sofa in it. You cannot bring a sofa through the window. You will have to remove the glass. So Allah is saying that Allah will open the doors of rizq. Walakin kazzabu, that the people did not believe in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what is going on nowadays. We are Muslims by name only. In the registrar of the council, our name is Ahmad, Ismail, Yusuf, Yaqub, Saeed, Muhammad, Zakaria. These are the names which are mentioned, and through that they count what the population of the Muslims are. But these are only names. When it comes to iman, we are zero. We don't have the tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why all the bad things are going on. Fraud is going on. Robbery is going on. And we don't even think for a minute that is this thing halal for me or is it haram for me. So Allah is saying, وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا, they did not obey my command. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, and then I had to give them a punishment. So my punishment caught them. Now the big punishment is after death. But there are small punishments in this world as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests us. He gives sometimes punishments, calamities, in order that we can make a U-turn. If you are traveling on a road and you have taken the wrong exit, then you have to move further on and find an exit where you can do a U-turn. So Allah is saying, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Sometimes I send small tests, small skirmishes, small punishment, in order that the person can do a U-turn. So Allah is saying, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ, they did not make a U-turn. What happened? They ended up in the azab, in the punishment. So one punishment is after death. And the second punishment is the difficulties of earning sustenance. See, there are no jobs. Person is applying for the job. One rejected, second rejected, third rejected. I met a person, he says, Maulana, I applied 85 jobs. 85 jobs, everywhere I was rejected. And then he said that maybe someone has done some jadu on me. Kisi ne jadu kar diya hai, isliye job nahi mil raha hai. Maine kaha jadu badu koi cheez nahi hai. Duniya mein ghee proper nahi hai. Kapde original nahi milte. To jadu karne wale bhi ab duniya mein original nahi hai. Koi jadu badu nahi. Then I said to him, walau an ahlal qura amanu wattaqu. Maine kaha iman aur taqwa ke upar mehnat karo. Work hard on iman and taqwa. Alhamdulillah, he started doing the salah, and then he corrected his life. Wherever he was not fulfilling the rights of the humans, he started. He was not respecting his parents, he started respecting his parents. He was not fulfilling the rights of his family, he started doing that. And 2 or 3 months later, he phoned me, Maulana Sahab, Jazakallah, I want to come and give you a gift. I say, for what? He said, the amal you showed me has changed my life. And when I got the job, it was a job where I'm getting £120,000 payment. So this is the effect of iman and taqwa. So all those problems which are in our life regarding monetary issue, money issue, financial issue, you have to come back on iman and taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَتِيفٌ بِعِبَادِهِ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah barik bin hai, like the telescope. He is aware of everybody's need. So if we come on iman and taqwa, there will be an increase in our sustenance. Now increase doesn't mean that £1,000 I get now, I have 2,000 in the bank. No, no, the barakah will come. Allah will open the doors of the barakah. In £1,000, you will be able to do things which you cannot do for £10,000. And remember, tawakkal starts. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, I was with him in Tablighi Jamaat, spent 4 months and 40 days I was with him. And he said, tawakkul will start when the pockets are empty. If I have got £200 in my pocket and I say I got tawakkul on Allah, that is not tawakkul. When I got £0 and then I say with strong faith that I have got tawakkul, then tawakkul starts. So Allah knows our needs. Inna Allah latifum bi ibadi. He is a barik bin, like a telescope. He can see everything. Like when the doctors do the scan, They can see everything, what is the virus in the body, what is the cause of that illness. So Allah has got more power than that. He even knows what is the need of an ant, what is the need of the worm. And in another verse Allah says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah is responsible for your sustenance. So why do you worry? The sustenance is in the heaven. It's not on the earth. We're looking for it in the earth. You're going in the market, you're going on job, and you're looking for money there. Money is not there. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Allah has kept the rizq in the heaven. So what does it mean? Are you going to travel in the heaven? Are you going to become an astronaut and go on the space shuttle and go to Allah to get the rizq? No, you will connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The relationship with your Creator should be so strong. In every moment of life, you have to think of your Creator. Not because my father is looking at me, so I will not do something wrong. No, my Allah is looking at me. So Allah is saying, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. The responsibility of sustenance is on Allah. And He يَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. He knows where you are going to live time for the time being and where you are going to live permanently. That is the meaning of مُسْتَقَرَّهُ وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. آپ عارضی طور پہ کتنا رہیں گے کسی جگہ کے اوپر اور ہمیشہ کتنا رہیں گے. So a person, he travels from here for 3 weeks. So that is a temporary journey. So Allah has kept his rizq wherever he will go. At the time of eating, he will get rizq. And where he is permanently residing, Allah will give his rizq there as well. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, when Allah subhanahu, Imam Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, when he was given the prophethood and he was going somewhere, a thought came in his mind. So it is not a negative thing if a prophet thinks about something, or if an alim, he is thinking something. We will not say it's negative to the iman. We will not say that. He is a human. Khayalat aa sakte hain. He thought, Allah has given me the responsibility to propagate the deen. La ilaha illallah Musa kalimullah. I have to propagate this kalima. So what will happen to my family? How will I feed my family? The thought came inside. Now, he is Allah's prophet. It does not mean the thought came and the iman was weak. No, iman was strong. But this is the nature of the human being. Hamare to namaz ke andar khayal aata the. But Musa alayhi salam was not in salah, he was walking. And there was a mountain nearby. Allah said to him, Musa, you got a stick in your hand. Can you hit it on the rock? So he hit on the rock. When he hit, there was another rock inside, like, let's say, like a ball. There is another ball inside. Then there is a third ball inside. He says, hit the second one, break the second one. He hit it and it broke. It opened, the shell opened. Then there was a third rock. He hit again, it opened, And what he sees now? He sees a worm which is alive. He sees a worm which is alive. And not only that, the worm has got in its mouth a leaf. एक कीड़ा देखा जो जिंदा था उसके मुंह के अंदर पत्ता था एंड फ्रॉम द लीफ सिल्क वाटर वॉज कमिंग आउट एंड मूसा अलैहि सलातु वस्सलाम ही सेज दैट नॉट ओनली दैट व्हेन आई सॉ दैट द वर्म वॉज सेइंग समथिंग द वर्म वॉज सेइंग सुबहान मै यरानी All praise is for him who looks at me, the Creator. Subhana may yarani vayasma'u kalami. And the one who is listening to my talk, to my request. What is the request? The worm needs food. Vayasma'u kalami. وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِ And he is aware in which place I am. I am trapped in a rock which is covered by three other rocks. وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِ وَيَذْكُرُنِ وَلَا يَنْسَانِ The one who remembers me and he never forgets me. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw this, straight away he went in sajda. Oh Allah, you care for the worm as well. And I am a human. How you will forget me? आप मुझे कैसे भूल सकते हैं जब एक कीड़े को आप रोजी अता फरमाते हैं तो मुझे आप कैसे भूल सकते हैं? So my brothers, today we are wondering for our sustenance from morning to evening. And we don't have any connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقٌّ If you have trust in Allah, tawakkal on Allah. According, it is his right to have tawakkal. Aaj hamara tawakkal nahi hai. Allah ki zaat ke upar hum 20,000 पाउंड बैंक के अंदर है फिर भी वावेला करते हैं कोई कहे कि यार आपके पास तो बहुत पैसे आप जहर खाने का पैसा नहीं हम ऐसी कसम खाते हैं भाई आप पैसे की क्या बात कर रहे हैं जहर खाने के लिए मेरे पास पैसे नहीं एंड 20,000 पाउंड इज इन द बैंक 100,000 पाउंड इज इन द बैंक Because we don't have tawakkal, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Law annakum tatawakkaluna alallahi haqqa tawakkulihi." As it is to have tawakkal on Allah, then what will happen? Yarzukukum kama yarzuku tayr. Then Allah will give you sustenance like He gives sustenance to the bird. The bird in the morning. Fagudu khimasan. Bird in the morning flies with empty stomach. There is nothing in the belly of the bird. And then when it reaches in the evening, waturuhu bitanan, the stomach is full in the evening. So today we have no tawakkal. Look at the bird. The bird has not got a job. The bird has not got a factory. The bird has got no shop, no business. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you have tawakkal, then Allah will give you sustenance like He gives sustenance to the bird. Koi dukaan nahi, koi karobar nahi, koi job nahi. Subah pet khali hai. और अपने घर में कुछ भी नहीं है और हमारे घर में मिल्क की बोतल होती है उसके अंदर गोश्त भी रखा हुआ होता है सारी चीजें होती है आटा होता है तेल होता है फिर भी अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला के ऊपर हमारा कोई तवक्कल नहीं है जीरो जीरो اسی لیے قسمیں کھاتے ہیں. کتنا مال اللہ نے دیا ہو پھر بھی شکایت کرتے یا میرے پاس کچھ نہیں. سو دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہی مینشنز ان اندر حدیث امام احمد اینڈ امام بیہقی ہیز نریٹڈ ان دیئر بکس ان رزق لیطلبہ. The sustenance will reach you. It will come to you. It looks for the person. Allah opens the door of rizq. Of his samai rizqukum. And the rizq is flying. Like the drones. When they fire the drone is looking for the target. And exactly it goes and reaches and hit the target. So Allah, millions of people in the world, how will the rizq come? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, looking for you. He's searching. Mera banda kahan hai jisko ye mujhe pahunchana hai? And how it comes? Kama yatlubu ajaluhu. Like the death reaches us. When the time of death is, 50 people are sitting and it is my turn of death. The death comes and looks. Where is my target? Targets the person. So the death targets. In the same way, the sustenance will target. But we have been deceived by the shaitan. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Ma gharraka. Look at the word. Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Kisne dhoka diya tumko? Kisne dhoka diya? What are you doing in this world? Allah is saying, in Allah huwa razzaqu zul quwwatil matin. He is the razzaq. And he's powerful. And he's ghalib, matin, al-matin. He's ghalib. Nobody can take away anything from him if he wants to give you. So, ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kalim, alladhi khalakaka fasawwaka. He made you, he created you, and he made it everything similar. This ear 3 inch, this ear 3 inch. This eye 2 inches, this eye 2 inches. Imagine if one was 8 inches and one was 2 inches. How would you look? Horrible. Hands same, legs same. الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. And then, how he created you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. He created you in the belly of your mom. And he created you from a drop of a semen. Until now, since Allah created this world, no artist can make an image on the water. Ask any artist, the best artist of the world, usko bolo ki ek photo banao pani ke upar. Make an image of a human on the water. He will not be able to make. But look at your creator. Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Yakhluqukum fi butuni ummahatikum, in your mom. Khalqam min ba'di khalqin fi zulumatin salas. In 3 darknesses. The darkness of the stomach. Then the darkness of the womb. Then wo jo jilli hoti hai, the covering which is on top of the body when the baby is born, the wrapping skin, the darkness of that, So three load shedding. When there is a load shedding, when the lights go away, a tailor cannot put the cotton in the needle. A student cannot write anything because there is no light. Look at the power of your Creator. Three darknesses, three load shedding. And there He made you in a beautiful shape. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَتُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. Four qasam Allah is taking. The qasam of figs, the qasam of olive, Ture Sina, Mount Sina, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, the qasam of Makkatul Mukarrama. And what he's saying? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. In those three darknesses, He made you in such a way, completely perfect. And He uses the word lakad, khalakna. So there are three emphases in it, four emphases in it. Yani taqid, Urdu mein taqid kehte hai. Lam is for taqid, kad is for taqid. Khalakna. Jama mutakallimin, that is for taqid. And then there is isme tafzil. Khalakna isme tafzil. So Allah is making emphasis of four times. And what does He say? Fi ahsani taqwim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Nobody can create anything, the best artist in the world or the architect, when he makes a model of a project, cannot create like Allah has created us. So why are you forgetting for 9 months who was feeding you in the belly of mom? Kaun khila raha tha 9 mahine tak? First it was the drop of a sperm for 40 days, then Allah made the meat for 40 days, then Allah put the bones, He constructed the bones for 40 days. Alakatin, summa min mudgatin. Right? And then after 120 days, He sent the angel to put the soul. And at that time, four things were written. And one of the thing is how much you will earn the sustenance. Oh, lik diya hai. I always give the example. If there is a tank in which there is 5 liter water, you put one tap, open the tap, how much water will come out? 5 liter. I put 5 taps. How much water will come out? Salim? 10? 5. Why? Because 5 liter water is there. So your sustenance is written. What is the use of doing this job, that job, going on the job, then doing Uber, then doing this, and then doing that? No time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No connection with your Creator. The sustenance is there. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. But we don't have the faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had many things to say, inshallah. I will cover it tomorrow in the Saturday talk before I finish. I just want to relate a story which is revealed by Imam Baihaqi rahmatullah alayh. He says, Imam Asma'i, he was an imam. He used to give dars in the masjid. He used to teach the Quran, the translation of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. People used to sit and benefit. Today, alhamdulillah, in all the masajid, the imams are doing it, but ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Kya ho gaya hai? Aate hi nahi ho tum. And when there is a Qawwali event, you will buy a ticket for 40 pounds, 50 pounds. You will go there. And here it is free of charge. Free of charge. So he was giving the dars, he finished the dars, he came out and he saw a villager on the road. Ek dihati ko dekha. Ye suno dhyan se ye kissa. Aapke rongte khade ho jayenge. So he met him. So he said, oh, you are Imam Asma'i. He said, yes. He said, where are you coming from? I'm coming from the masjid. What were you doing there? The villager is asking. He says, I was teaching the kalam of Allah. So now he's asking, is there a kalam of Allah? Allah ka koi kalam hai? Imam Asma'i, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, yes. Kaha ke mujhe suna. Imam Asma'i says, sit down. And sit in the qaida shape. Aaj to hum Quran sunte hain, bayan sunte hain, toh koi udhar baitha hua hai, koi udhar baitha hua hai, koi tek lagaya hua hai. Are adab se baitho. Jibril alayhi salatu wassalam, when he brought the Quran for 23 years, he came 24,000 times. Imagine. The Prophet used to sit in the qaida. He is a prophet. Hum toh prophet se bhi bad gaye. Tek laga ke baithte. इसलिए हमारे पास इल्म नहीं है, कुछ भी नहीं है हमारे पास. कायदे में बैठो, कायदे में बैठे. तो इमाम अस्मई से आई स्टार्टेड रीडिंग बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम वद्दारियात दरवन फलहामिलात विक्रन फलजारियात युसरन. आई कैरीड ऑन कैरीड ऑन कैरीड ऑन. आई केम टू द वर्स वफिस समाइ रिस्कुकुम वमा तुअदु. द सस्टेनेंस इज इन द हेवंस, इज विद अल्लाह सुभानहु व तआला. रोजी हम दुनिया में ढूंढते हैं नहीं, उधर जाते हैं उधर जाते हैं उधर जाते हैं उधर रोजी मिलेगी. नहीं नहीं, रोजी ऊपर है, ऊपर वाले के साथ कनेक्ट हो जाओ, रोजी आएगी. और कैसे रोजी आती है, इंशाल्लाह इफ यू वांट टू लिसन टू दैट कम टुमारो. बहुत से वाकियात कुरान हदीस से आपको मैं सुनाऊंगा रोजी कैसे आती थी. When he reached this verse, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ, Fawran, he had a sword in his hand, he had a camel, he cut the camel. He said to Asma'i, help me, let's remove the skin. He made big, big pieces of meat and he gave to all the poor people who were passing from there. Ab ye sawari ka oont tha, jab is ayat ko suna, Imam Asma'i said, when he did this, I was shocked and I was telling myself, you were reading the Quran for 30 years. Imam Asma'i कहते हैं कि मैं 30 साल से कुरान पढ़ रहा था और कई दफा ये आयत को मैंने पढ़ा. वफिस समाए रिस्कुकुम वमा तुअदुन. It never affected my heart like it affected that villager. कहते हैं कि वो चला गया, मैं उसको देखता रहा देखता रहा और ऐसे गम के अंदर में डूबा. या अल्लाह, इसका क्या ईमान है, देहाती कोई इल्म नहीं. कहते दो साल के बाद, आफ्टर 2 years, अल्लाह मेड इट फॉर्चुनेट फॉर मी टू गो टू हज. सो आई एकम्पनीड हारून रशीद. हारून रशीद आई एकम्पनीड. आई वॉज डूइंग द तवाफ एंड समबडी फ्रॉम द बैक सेज अस्मई 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 एंड आई लुक एट द बैक एंड इट वॉज द सेम गाय. सो ही सेड टू मी, कुरान सुनाओ. Imam Asma'i says, I again started Wazzariyat Zarwan Falahamilat Vikran. When I reached the verse of his Sama'i Rizqukum Wama Tu Adun, then I said, Fawa Rabbis Samawati Wal Arud, Lah Innahu Lahakkum Mithla Ma Annakum Tantikum. The moment I reach at this verse, what does it mean? Fawa Rabbis Samawati Wal Arud. Allah is taking the qasam of the heavens and the earth. And what he's saying, innahu lahaq, that is guaranteed. The sustenance is in the heaven, it's not on the earth. Ma annakum tantekun, the way I'm speaking now, it is haq, I'm speaking. There is no two ways, I am speaking. So as it is haq that you are speaking, it is haq that the risk is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that usne cheek mari, he shouted, who are those people who has made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so angry that he's taking the qasam of asman and zameen, the heaven and the earth. Ye kaun banda hai jisne Allah ko itna gusse mein dal diya
کہ اللہ کو قسم اٹھانی پڑی آسمان اور زمین کی. امام اسمعی سیز اس کے بعد آئی سو ہم ہی پاس دے. سو یا ایوہ الانسان ما غرک بربک الکریم, کیوں دھوکے میں پڑے ہو, روزی اوپر ہے نیچے ڈھونڈ رہے ہو. لیٹ اس کنیکٹ اوور سیلفز وتھ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ گیو اس توفیق. سبحان اللہ بحمدہ سبحانہ.